I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back to the show here on ESPN 97.5. Bringing in Bill Worrell, Houston legend, legendary broadcaster, over 40 years with the Rockets, 20 with the Astros, loves all things U of H, and he is calling it a day. Just a couple of games left that we will be able to see him calling Rockets games, which I'm sure this has been had to have been a difficult season for him. Bill Worrell joining us here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, Bill?
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good. I gotta ask you, have you had to do more homework just on your own team this year than you've ever had to? Because usually you can walk in and know every player on the Rockets. Not so much this year.
That's a good question. You're right. I've always... Of course, I've been an old school broadcaster. I always like to go to practices at least once a week, chat with the players, chat with the coaches. That's kind of my preparation and how I like to prepare for broadcast. The last actually two seasons have been very difficult to broadcast because I haven't been face to face with any players or any coaches. I find that very difficult to do a broadcast where you can enlighten your fans a little bit and make it entertaining. That just hasn't been the case. So I don't think it's probably been, I know it hasn't been entertaining for me, and I'm sure that's kind of the same way for the fans, because we don't know a lot of these young guys, and it would be nice to know them, know what their fears are about playing in the league, where they want to go, what they want to do, what their aspirations are. So that's been something I think that's deprived both me and the fans from learning about these young guys.
Is it easier to walk away now with how bad, if the team was fighting like they were just a couple, 3 years ago for championships, do you think you might say, I don't know that I want to go. Is it just easier now?
I don't know that that's the fact. You know, I got into it because I love the sport. And I love the way basketball is played, the purity of the game, the great characters you have on and off the court. So that's really the reason I got into it. But that does play a part because I don't know whether, you know, at my age, I want to go through another rebuilding for a couple of years. So, you know, I've had so many fond memories, and I've always wanted to go out when I felt like I could still do it rather than stay around a year too long. So I feel like it's just the right time for me.
This is the right play. You can play a little golf. Well, it's not like you're going to change your lifestyle much, huh? Go play some golf, which right? Am I right?
Yeah, oh, sure. You know, every day is a golf day, isn't it?
It sure is. I'm only available every day.
the only times I can't get a tee time is somebody, the pro shop says, well, John Granato's got that time. Well, you can't have it, Warren.
Yeah, like, I got a big picture saying they want John Granato and not Bill Worrell out there. Bill Worrell with us here on ESPN 97.5. Can you put, because I can put it, for me, covering the Astros, my favorite guy was Lance Berkman. I mean, I being in that locker room with all those guys was great, but I certainly, is there a guy for you with all your years that you could point to that, man, I just loved that guy. I loved being an announcer for that guy on the court.
Yeah, I didn't actually get to announce his games, but I was his roommate for a couple of years because he went out to the U of H with me, Larry Durker, when he first came to Houston, and we became very close friends and still are to this day. The guy was probably as talented a pitcher as the sport ever had. He also was really great with the English language and became a really very proficient sports writer for the Chronicle for years. So he was one of my favorites, along with Joe Morgan and Jimmy Wynn, when the team first came to Houston. My favorite player to cover was probably Craig Biggio. Lance was another one of my favorites, but Craig and to a certain extent Jeff Bagwell were two of my favorites. And I was glad to see Clemens see the Rocket come down and play a couple of games or a couple of years with the Astros.
Can you do that with the Rockets?
Do what?
Can you? So obviously the championship years were your favorite years. Is that obvious?
Yeah. That's pretty obvious. But I also one of my favorites was Moses Malone, and of course Rudy and Calvin. Ray Patterson, the first general manager for the Rockets, said, "Look, I got to have guys who score. I'm not interested in defense. I got to put fannies in the seats. So I want guys who can score." So with Rudy and Calvin and Moses Malone, those were really some pretty dynamite teams in the early years. And then, of course, the great Hakeem Olajuwon. What can you say about the guy? He was probably one of the greatest. I would put him right there in my list of the five to ten greatest players in the NBA because I got to see him every night, and he never took a night off. And he literally carried us across the finish line for two championships. There'll never be a greater player in Houston sports history than Hakeem.
No, it was just, man, I got to tell you, you had a prime. Now they moved you upstairs, but back in the days when you were sitting on the floor, when you were covering the Rockets versus the Celtics, the Rockets versus the Lakers, the players that you announced, I mean, is there an appreciation for it now with the greatness that league was at that time? Did you know what you were going through at the time when it was happening?
Yeah, I think you realized at the time that you were seeing some of the greatest teams of all time. Some of those Lakers teams of the 80s, it's you can make a great argument for three of their championship teams. And I think the team that the Rockets lost to in their second championship run, the Boston Celtics, were maybe the greatest team of all time. That front line of Parrish, Bird, and McHale with Dennis Johnson and Danny Ainge in the backcourt, that may have been one of the greatest teams of all time because they were all in their prime and almost unbeatable. So those were really, I think, some of the great years in NBA history.
How were your interactions with the referees over the years?
Well, actually, I got along with the referees pretty well. There's always a moment in the game that becomes heated, and the great referees understood that. One of my dear friends, and he became a friend of mine for a long time until he passed away, was Earl Sturm. And Earl lived in Philadelphia, and I still consider him the best official that ever tooted a whistle. But Earl was a very fiery guy, but he took control on the court. And when you saw him come into your arena, you knew it wasn't going to be easy because he was a visitor's referee. He took up for the visiting team a lot in those arenas. And he was very fair-minded, very tough. And he tried out after he retired as a referee, he tried out when I was with the Rockets. We were working games on Channel 20. He did a couple of preseason games with me to see if he'd like it. He said he didn't like it, so he never got on the air with us. But he was a great official, and that group of officials back then, they were really good, and they had great personalities, and you got to know them. There are a couple of good ones right now, but back then they were wonderful personalities. Joey Crawford was another one.
Joey was something.
He came from a legendary family. You know, his dad was an umpire in baseball, and his brother Jerry was probably as outstanding a baseball umpire that there ever was. So how about sitting around their table during Thanksgiving or something and listening to some of those stories?
Unbelievable. And we got a question here from somebody. What about the trend? I mean, man, listen, the league, when Michael and Magic and Larry Bird and all that stuff, to where it is now, Bill, with the lack of defense and just the intensity, it just seems like it's night and day. What about the ownership? You talked about Ray, and you went through all the last years and now the Tillman years. How is that different for the organization?
Well, I don't know. I think everything changes over time, and I'm fortunate enough to see how it was 40, 50 years ago and how it's come now. I hate to compare eras because it's always different. When I first broke in, it was a very physical game, and it was dominated by the centers. And they've changed the rules so much now that it's really dominated by the guards and forwards. And yet, the two players up for MVP in the NBA this year are centers. You got the Joker out in Denver, Jokic, and you got the big guy in Philadelphia, and Joel Embiid. So I don't think basketball ever really changes. The rules may change a little bit to make the court more open. But Rudy got around that when he coached. He was the first one to open up the court and surround shooters surrounding Hakeem Olajuwon. So Rudy was way ahead of his time.
He really was. Kick it in, kick it out, and knock down some threes. What about the direction of the organization now, Bill? The Astros went through it. They had their 100 loss seasons, and it turned out okay. You think this is, you know, it looks like that we're about to see this with the Rockets now.
Yeah, it's cyclical, John. That's the way sports are. They're going to go through some painful years. The next year will be promising because they've got the core. They've got the nucleus right now. I love Jayshon Tate. And I love the two youngsters that we have, the two 20-year-olds. They're going to be great players. Wood's going to be a really nice player. So let's say, for instance, in the draft this year, the Rockets get two first-rounders, and one of them is high if they get lucky enough. And if they make good on those two draft choices, then, you know, you only need five players in basketball to have a great team. So if they hit the jackpot this year in the draft, that'll put them a year closer to getting back to full time. Then they can use their other draft choices possibly for a big free agent the following year to put it all together. So I would say the Rockets are about maybe 2 years away if everything goes correctly for them, if they make the right choices. And that's up for Tillman to surround himself with the people who can make the correct decisions. I think he's got the best coach that he can have. Everything I have heard about Steven Silas has been good, and I knew him when he was a kid running around with his daddy, Paul. He's been in basketball his whole life. The players really respect him. Kelly Olynyk loves him. So I think the pieces are in place if the Rockets make the right decision.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this question. Back in the day when you guys were on the road, who got the better hotel room, you or Gene Peterson?
Oh, Gene would sign in as the president and general manager. He always got the best room.
He got the suite.
Finally, Ray Patterson had to tell Gene one time, said, "Gene, you're not the general manager. Quit signing in the hotel like that." So
that's a true story too, isn't it?
Yeah. He was going to get the best room. There was no doubt about it. Back in those days, Jim Pooley and I didn't spend a lot of time in our room anyway, John. So we really didn't care where we just used that bed for a little bit of rest the next day before the next game. Those were the days that it was a wild, wild west out there on the road.
Oh yeah,
it was fun.
Well, everywhere except Utah. I mean, there's no.
Well, I don't know. They had these speakeasies in Utah. Let me tell you, some of the worst language that I've ever heard in an arena was yelled out by those Mormons. So,
no question.
When they would yell stuff at us and throw stuff at the court, I would look up at them and I'd say, "Is that what a good Mormon does?" And they would just lambast me. So, I got some great stories about Salt Lake City.
Yeah, obviously it was tough to play in L.A., but I was down on the court shooting video during the championships in Utah, and holy cow, it was ugly. It really was ugly, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, that was brutal, and Boston was brutal. They gave you no quarter. Really was a wine and cheese crowd. You know, they had their little pinky up in the air for the first couple of quarters until the game got close. But there were some other tough arenas around the league that you really love to go into because it was just so much excitement.
Yeah, that must be, man, I bet you could tell stories for days. Man, we appreciate what you've done over the last 40 years here. Great, great stuff, Bill, and much deserved retirement now. Just going playing some golf, having some fun, taking care of your business. Well deserved, man. We really appreciate all that you've done. I don't know if we can certainly put it into words for you, but you deserve this. Have fun, play a bunch of golf. Let's get out there on the course. I would love to play.
I'm a phone call away, John.
All right, bud. Man, congratulations on a great career, Bill.
Well, thank you so much, and you've had a great career too, John. I've always followed your career, and you and your wife are wonderful people. I've enjoyed having you as a friend. I appreciate it.
All right, Bill, so much. Thanks so much. That's Bill Worrell right here on ESPN 97.5, calling it a day, and that's a legendary voice that we are losing here. In the city of Houston. He's been unbelievable for 40 years here. So good stuff having him with us here on ESPN 97.5. Let's take a break. Time to talk a little bit about my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. Whatever it is that you need to do, you can get it with Jeff Aronoff. He is going to take care of that outdoor patio, that outdoor kitchen, that all the countertops in your home. And you want to redo the entire kitchen. I mean, it's not just the countertops. It's the cabinets. It's the flooring. It's everything. Jeff Aronoff does it all. He just does the remodeling. And it's not, you can't just say, "Hey, come on in and fix a couple of tiles over here." I'm going to put in an entire room. He's going to put in an entire room for you, or an entire outdoor kitchen for you. Or you're building a pool, he'll put in all the tile. And he just said, this is something that he's been doing forever. He knows exactly what you need. He is going to help you pick all of that stuff out. You may not be good at that. He is. You don't need an architect. What you got is Jeff Aronoff picking all that stuff for you and getting that job done for you. So whatever it is that you need remodeled or redone, or if you're building the home, let Jeff, when they originally built the Damaris Barbecue on 610, Jeff Aronoff put the bar in. If you are building, if you are remodeling, whatever it is that you're doing, It's Jeff Aronoff at Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822.
ESPN. 97.5.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.